Welcome back to Oh, the Places We'll Go. I'm James.
And I'm Beth.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about the beauty of life. Or I guess what we want to do with our lives before we kick the bucket. Today we have a very special guest on the show. Jinch, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, pretty well.
Nice. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks so much for joining us. Have you ever heard of a bucket list?
Yes. It's actually something I've been thinking about a good bit recently, so it's kind of a crazy coincidence that this is the topic.
You know what? I mean, sometimes life works out that way. It's so funny, the coincidences, hey? Maybe our brainwaves are working on the same frequency. We sent out our feelers and we found you. It's perfect.
Or Jin Jones, like some money to the mafia or something, or knows his days are numbered.
One or the other. I won't tell you which.
So to anyone who is listening and may have not heard of what a bucket list is. Essentially, a bucket list is a list of things that you want to accomplish or do or see before you die, or kick the bucket, hence the term. I think, you know, especially the last couple years where things have been so different, we may have not had the same opportunities to adventure like we normally do, you know, say travel or anything like that, but we've certainly had a lot of free time. And I've had a lot of free time to think about what I'm going to do, you know, what I'm going to do with my life, the things that I really, really, you know, I have to do before I die. One of mine, I want to witness the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis. Like, I'm 34 years of age. I've lived my entire life in Canada. I've never seen the Northern Lights. And I think that's kind of insane. So that is number one on my bucket list.
I know for me, like before, one of my ultimate bucket list things was to be just be like on Broadway, like Beauty and the Beast. I just love the costumes. But now it's so small and so simple, just like going out with some friends, having dinner, just having a fun time, because COVID's like, ooh, sorry, gotta stay inside more. So mine has definitely kind of drifted to be much more simpler. What about you, Jinj?
Well, I have a very basic one at the top of my list, travel the world. I haven't been outside of Ontario. I don't know, I kind of just want to experience what the world has to offer. It feels a bit limiting being in one place.
Is there anywhere in particular in the world that you would love to see?
Right now, Egypt. It's the most different I can think of, like the most different place from where I am right now.
One of the things about Egypt that I find fascinating is the ancient history. I'm a huge history nerd, love it, and specifically ancient history, I think it's fascinating.
I'm actually looking to go into history this year for school. I'm going to Ryerson. I'm probably going to be going into ancient history out of all the histories because it's, in my opinion, the coolest one.
Honestly, I think that's a really cool thing to study, and you never know where that might take you, where you may be able to travel with your school or, you know, beyond in your career. If you choose to pursue it, you could get on to do some really cool things.
Do you think you'll have one of those bus lives kind of things we transform like a school bus or just a big RV vehicle and just drive around, or you can go from like hostel to hostel?
I was thinking more a boat, actually.
A boat?
Yeah, just going along like on a boat.
Like a sailboat?
Yeah, sure. I haven't really given that part much thought on which boat. Still probably a ways away.
I've never heard of the boat one before.
Really?
That's super interesting.
But I love pirates. So that probably helps with me wanting to go on a boat.
Totally, totally. You're inspired.
Oh, one of my bucket list things is actually to get in a bar fight.
Really? That's a strange one.
I like being active, and I don't know why the thought of just starting a bar fight, maybe not starting it, being a part of it, one where no one's severely hurt. I feel like that could be a lot of fun and a good story to tell.
Bar fights are scary. If you
have you been in one?
I've never been in one, but I've witnessed a few, and they're I mean, if everyone involved is consenting adults, you do you, my friend.
I'm not gonna see a little kid at a bar and start picking a fight with him.
It'll be an easy win though.
Yeah, you could totally school that kid.
Another item on my bucket list would be to meet a wise old person. You always hear about some wise old monk who changed someone's life with the knowledge they bestowed upon them. It'll be kind of cool to have that person be you.
I mean, I feel like if you talk to really any old person, you can possibly get that experience. They live for like a while.
That's true, but they might not be the wisest.
I would say that age doesn't necessarily make you smarter, that's for sure.
So we're getting close to time. Do you have any last stories or bucket lists you want to share with us?
Not that I can think of, no. That is the extent of my bucket list. A very short one, but I'd say it's pretty sweet.
I think if you set out and accomplish all of those things, you'll hopefully be pretty happy with your life. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time today, Ginge.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Oh, the Places We'll Go, and we'll see you next week. I'm James.
And I'm Beth. Thanks for listening.